Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3.
La dumena so palanke shantamandos. Just before he reads, on Wednesday when we were here, the Lord gave me a word. And said, you will never be embarrassed again. I hope you don't miss that word. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you'll never be embarrassed again.
Yeah.
Somebody got embarrassed in their life. But my God is telling me to tell you, it will never happen again. Yes, sir.
Verse 3. Whoever teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the true words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Just so that you know that I'm talking to you, the embarrassment you suffered has to do with relationships. My God is saying, you will never be embarrassed again.
All
right, sorry, Obed, I keep cutting you. Yes, sir.
Verse 3. Mm-hmm. Whoever teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the true words of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the teaching of our religion is swollen up with pride and knows nothing. He has an unhealthy desire to argue, quarrel about words and things, and this brings on jealousy, disputes, insults, evil suspicions, and constant arguments from those whose minds do not function and who no longer have the truth. They think that religion is a way to become rich. Well, religion does not make a person very rich. If he is satisfied with what he has. Verse 7. What did we bring into the world? Nothing.
Read verse 6 again.
Well, religion does not make a person very rich if he is satisfied with what he has.
Hallelujah. In the King James, in verse 5, it says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and dispute and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. And verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know I've said this, but I want to stress it again. The fact that someone has money doesn't mean that God is with them. Money is not God. And money is not something that you can use as a scale or something to value or check how close someone is or how far someone is from God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Someone who has money can be close to God. Someone who doesn't have money can also be close to God. Money is not the standard. Not even one soul said amen.
You like money?
I said money is not the standard that you use to check how close or how far you are from God. I'll say it until I get amen. Money is not the standard. You don't use money to gauge. Then you are using the wrong gauge. Supposing that gain, they suppose. Not that it is so. Supposing that gain is godliness. But the Bible rather encourages us that godliness
ukumesaba
with contentment that is great gain. The ability to be satisfied. And I explained to you that satisfaction that Paul is talking about is not a natural thing, it's a spiritual thing. Naturally, you will only be satisfied, and even it won't even satisfy you. You just keep wanting to have more, and you want to have more, and you want to have more. I'm always shocked how billionaires are cheating, are robbing, are doing all sorts of criminal activities, and they already have everything that they can have. They want more. They want more. And they want more. So that satisfaction or contentment that Paul is talking about is not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing. Read verse 7 quickly.
Verse 7.
What did we bring into the world? Nothing. What can we take out of the world? Nothing. So then, verse 8, if we have food and clothes, that should be enough for us.
What did we bring into the world? Nothing. What did we bring and what else did he say?
What did we take? What can we take out of the world?
What can we take out of it? Nothing. So he said, if we have clothes and food,
it's
enough. I only know one person who will say it's
amen.
Because you want a car, you want a house, you want this.
You want...
But God is encouraging us to learn to be satisfied. To be content. How can a married person be having eyes for their neighbor? You are not satisfied. You have a car. But you have an eye for other people's cars. You are not satisfied. You have children. But you are looking at other people's children. You are not satisfied. You have a church. But you are looking at other people's churches. You are not satisfied. You have a job. But you are looking at other people's jobs. You're not satisfied. Last week I told you that when you learn to be satisfied, God will give you rest. Someone who is not satisfied or content is always restless. And so I'm talking about the rest of the Lord. If you remember last week, I told you that for you to enter into the rest of God, we read in Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says it is by faith. It is faith that will allow you to rest. That's a big problem in today's time. Many of us don't believe God. Many of us jump into all sorts of situations. You know, I was just thinking, as a pastor, sometimes my church members are going through serial difficulties. And they don't tell me. We're struggling. Suffering. Going through all sorts of things. And they don't tell me. By the time they tell me, the hole is so deep that it needs a serious move of God to get them out. And sometimes that's how we deal with God.
Kwesinye isikhathi indlela esisebenza ngayo noNkulunkulu.
When we are going through things,
ngenkathi sihamba izinto
nezinto, we run to everywhere else.
Sigijimela zonke indawo.
Our friends, our this, our that. And we remember God.
Sikhumbula uNkulunkulu.
When everything else has failed.
Ukuthi konke
sekuhlulekile.
Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi.
The hole you have dug yourself into.
Umgodi lowo umbile wangena kuona.
NoNkulunkulu kufuneka jime before they can get
you out. God must take a push-ups before he take you out there.
Must do some push-ups.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you can learn to believe.
Kodwa mawungafunda nje ukukholwa.
If you can learn.
Ufunde ukukholwa.
Then you will not panic.
Ngeke uzosokola.
You will enjoy his rest.
Uzothokozela ukuphumula.
I was telling someone that I've been walking with God now long enough.
Ngitshela umunye uthi mina ngihambe noNkulunkulu isikhathi eside.
To have references.
Ukuba ngibe nokuyincazelo.
In the past,
ngokudlule,
in my pastoral life,
ngenkathi ngise upastor,
I only used to just encourage people.
Bengiqhuqhuzela abantu kuphela.
And tell them what the word of God says.
Batshela okushiwo yizwi likaNkulunkulu.
But God now has granted us the grace.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu sesikho.
That I can point to people.
Ukuthi ngingakhomba kumuntu.
And say this person was going through the same thing that you are going through.
Lo muntu lona uhamba kule nto lehamba kuyona.
Has intervened.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ungenelelile.
One thing that you have to know about God.
Okumele ukwazi nje ngoNkulunkulu.
Is that he's good.
Muhle.
He can never ever ever allow you to just
ngeke nje azakuvumele
suffer and disappear.
Ubusokole phinde unyamalale.
He will take care of you.
Uzokunakekela.
He will fight for you.
Uzokulwela.
He will defend you.
Uzokuvikela.
Even though sometimes it looks like you are alone.
Noma ngabe kubukeka ngathi siwedwa.
If only you could see the fight.
Uma uke wabona.
If only you could see the protection.
Uma wabona ukuvikela.
If only you could see.
Uma nje ungabona.
I can promise you not because I can do something about it.
Ngoba khona yini engingakwenza.
But because I know my God.
Kodwa ngoba ngiyamazi
uNkulunkulu wami. Because I have seen him in my life.
Ngoba ngimbonile
nasempilweni yami. I have seen him working through my life.
Ngimbonile sebenza
empilweni yami. I've seen him in other people's lives.
Ngimbonile sebenza empilweni
zabanye abantu. But I know that I know.
Ngiyamazi lo engimaziyo.
That he will take care of you.
Uzokunakekela.
No matter the situation.
Noma ngabe isimo sinjani.
Now when you start living with that belief,
mawuqala nje uphila nalokho okukhona,
you will start to enjoy his rest.
Uzoqala uthokozele ukuphumula.
That when everything is falling apart,
noma ngabe konke okunye kuyahlukana.
I remember one lady, her child died.
Ngikhumbula umunye wesimama ushonelwe umntwana.
And she went to Elijah.
Waya kuElijah.
I can't remember whether it's Elijah or Elisha.
Ngisakhumbuli kahle.
And Elijah's servant
awisebenzi zika Elijah
saw the lady
zambono wesimame
and said what's going on
bathi kwenzakalani
and she said it is well
wathi konke kulungile.
I think that's where that song comes from. It is well, it is well, it is well. And like that, I will learn to sing one day. Watch this space.
Bheka nje wena.
It is well with my soul.
Kulungile ngomphefumulo wami.
She was in peace.
Waye sekuphumuleni.
She was in peace.
Waye nokuthula.
She had faith.
Waye nokukholwa.
That God can raise her child.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzomvusa futhi umntana wakhe.
How do I know she had faith?
Ngingazi kanjani ukuba nokukholwa?
The fact that she came to announce to the man of God.
Ukuthi uzile nje wazo reporter kumuntu kaNkulunkulu.
That there is a situation.
Kuleso simo nje.
But even the way that she announced it.
Kodwa indlela futhi
akho. Her language.
Ulimi lwayo.
Was a language of faith.
Kwakuyi ulimi lokukholwa.
And Elijah gave an instruction.
Elijah wamnike isaluleko.
And eventually he went there himself.
Uya yena futhi
lapha. The Bible said that he laid on top of the young man.
IBhayibheli lithwala lapha.
That his hand was touching the hands of the boy.
Izandla zibambe izandla nezandla.
And suddenly the boy came back to life.
Umntwana wavuka.
These are not fairy tales.
Akuzona izinto nje lezamanga.
It's your God.
UNkulunkulu wakho.
Your God.
UNkulunkulu wakho.
If he did it for them, he will do it for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So please, walk in faith. Hallelujah. Read for me Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Nifundela kwabase Galatia chapter 5.
Quickly.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace.
The what?
The Spirit.
The Spirit. The Spirit there is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Umoya ingcwele.
He does what?
Produces love,
mm-hmm.
joy, peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as this.
Hallelujah. His version talks about self-control. The King James Version talks about temperance. And I was just going through these words. And I found that the word temperance also means continence. Someone say continence.
Continence.
And continence means a voluntary restraint in the satisfaction of one's appetites.
Continence isho ukwaneliseka kuyinto eyodwa.
The ability to control your appetites. Which is contentment.
Contentment.
In other words, it's a spiritual thing. The Holy Ghost is the one who gives you the ability to be content in life. It's not mind power. It's not willpower. It's a spiritual product that has to be produced by the Holy Ghost. Where you become content. So that you can live a life of godliness. I listen to what I'm saying. Because sometimes we preach and people misunderstand us sometimes because in life there are people who naturally are very disciplined. But you can find that you are disciplined in terms of when you wake up, you do this, you do this, you do this. And your life is very structured. But in terms of appetites, and I'm not talking about appetite for food, appetite for the things of this life. For you to control that one, you need the Holy Ghost. I listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
Because there are people, I mean, they've got, I mean, I once heard of a man of God. Very powerful. The one day, he prayed for someone, let me make an example with you. Now imagine she was a
Is Dula.
Yeah. Even bigger than me. This man of God prayed for her. And what I'm telling you is not stories. The person started shrinking life. Life. As people were watching, she started losing weight. Life. Hey! You don't need to go to gym for this one. Just laying on our hands and thank you. Put your hands together for her. As powerful as this man of God was. Strong prophetic ministry. One time he was invited somewhere to preach. And while he was preaching, he preached powerfully. And then where he was invited, Because normally when we invite men and women of God, we pay for everything, you see. So when that church got the bill, they saw Savannah,
Smirnoff,
Clip Drift. Hey! And one day they confronted him and said, how come we are seeing him? And he said, you know, when I drink these things, I even become more anointed.
Hey,
what a shock. Sometimes these appetites, they stay with you. And it's only the Holy Ghost that can help you to control them. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's a spiritual product. It's not mind power. It's not I can do, I know I can do it.
So
as you spend time with God, He gives you the spirit of temperance, self-control. And suddenly you realize, that thing I've been doing, I
mean,
I don't even feel appetite of is gone. That's how people can live a life without sin. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why many people are afraid to jump into the waters of salvation. Because they are afraid that, ish, you know, I'm going to keep sinning. Not knowing that as you draw closer to God, He produces a spiritual product where suddenly your appetites come under control. These amens are not blessing.
Amen.
God can do it. Are you listening to me? So when you become content from a spiritual perspective, as you draw closer to God, I tell you, you'll enjoy peace. You'll enjoy rest. Nothing will shake you. You become unmovable, unshakable. When people say that, there's a situation like that, naturally, your first instinct will say, what's going on? But that spiritual product that God has worked in you will suddenly kick in and say, no. My God who is in me is greater than any problem that is in the world. My favorite scripture is in 1 John chapter 5.
1 John chapter 5.
Where John says that if anything is born of God, it overcometh the world. Every time I go through situations, that scripture kicks in. And the script, let's go there. I see people want to know one. Read from verse 1.
1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah is a child of God, and whoever loves the Father loves his child also. This is how we know that we love God's children. It is by loving God and obeying his commands. For our love for God means that we obey his commands.
Mm-hmm.
And his commands are not too hard for us, because every child of God is able to defeat the world, and we win the victory over the world by means of our faith.
Every child of God is able to do what?
Defeat the world.
And what is the child of God? Read verse 1. That's the answer.
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah.
That Jesus is the Messiah is a child of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Do you believe that Jesus is Lord? Do you believe in Jesus? Is he your Savior? Then you are a child of God. And if you are a child of God, well, God has given you victory for every situation of life. You know how I think about life? I think of life like wrestling. When I was younger, Sunday, when wrestling will come on TV,
wrestling TV,
you think soccer is playing. My grandmother,
oh mama,
my mother's,
oh,
my aunts, will be watching there.
Bonke
big, big, big show, now. Big show.
Nangu big show.
Hey, I'm shy. when we grew up, that's how.
Cool.
And then later in life, when I watched this thing, I saw someone jump on the rope. And I can see someone is positioning himself, getting ready to receive. I said, something is off here. It's not real fighting. The fighting is staged. So before the fight begins, they already know who wins. You didn't hear what I said. Before the fight begins, the winner is already known. And for me, that is life. Every fight that I am in now, I already know who's the winner. Me, the child of God, I have the victory. Sometimes it looks real. In wrestling, they'll even be bleeding. But they already know who is the winner. So sometimes the battles you are facing, they look so hot. And you feel tempted to go away from God. But someone who has faith in God, no matter how difficult the fight becomes, they know the end. They know that they have the victory. So they just hold on to their God. That's what you enjoy when you have the rest of the
life. Lokho sikuthokozela uma sisekuphumuleni kwenkosi.
No matter how tough,
noma ngabe kunzima kangakanani,
if you hold on,
mawubambelele,
it's just a matter of time
kusayisikhashana
for the word of God to manifest itself.
Ilapho uNkulunkulu azoyiveza khona.
Except the word of God is not of God. And
except
that God is not God. If you just hold on long enough, without even anyone praying for you, the word on its own has power. It will manifest. Tell a neighbor, say, it will manifest. It will manifest. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? So I want you to enjoy God's rest. I want you to enjoy the peace that God has for you. You don't have to panic like everyone else in this world. You have a God. And what he said to Joshua is also your word. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It's your word. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can stand upon that word. Lord, you said you will never forsake. As though you are Joshua, you can stand upon it. You said to me, even if you said it to Joshua, you said to me, you will never leave me nor forsake me. And the Bible says, God has exalted his word above his name. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will remain forever. If there's one thing, there's a man of God who likes to say that the greatest prophecy
is
the word of God. is one thing you can bet your whole life on. His word. Now, if you walk in that faith, you will enjoy peace. You will enjoy rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, neighbor, I have a feeling that God is at work in my life. Put your hands together for Jesus. You know, can I be honest with you? I haven't even started my message. We need camps. My time is up. I haven't even begun. May God allow us to start having camps next year. Hallelujah. Pastor, what's a camp?
Baba,
I take you away for some days. And we just do what I'm doing now for days. Do you understand?
Amen.
On Sunday, we are in a hurry. Also, you are thinking about seven colors.
You
are thinking that tomorrow you are going to work. So even though you are here, you are half here. You are not fully here. So sometimes we need to go away so that God can deal with us nicely. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. I don't know what to do, whether to stop or to... All right, let me just introduce something to you. Okay? Now, when we are talking about rest, the rest of God, we are talking about two things. Firstly, we are talking about heaven. Do you understand? That when your time is up here on earth, that you go to spend your eternity with Him. That is rest. Your final destination in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Those who will not go into the presence of God, who will go to hell, they will not enjoy rest. They will be restless for all eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, we must avoid hell. I don't think our minds can comprehend how horrible hell will be. I
see fire.
I see all the sufferings and the pain. The worst thing about hell is that it's ongoing forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's non-stop suffering pain. Here is better because you suffer, we are pumula. But think about ongoing forever and ever and ever. It's a place that you and I must avoid. Those who will go there will be restless for all eternity. You understand? So, final destination in the presence of God, it is the rest of God. But also, there is a rest that you can have while you are here on the earth, which is the rest that Jesus gives. In Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28, says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden." And then in verse 29, he says, "You will find rest for your souls." Hallelujah. So there's a rest that you can enjoy while you are here on the earth.
Kunokuphumula ongakuthokozela usekhona la emhlabeni.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? So from next week,
kusukela ngeviki elizayo,
which is what I actually plan to preach this week.
Yilokho ebengifuna ukuphisha kuleli viki.
We'll see how we navigate because I also want to start something else.
Sizobona simisa njani ngoba ngifuna ukuqala okunye.
I'll start showing you how this rest looks like.
Ngizokubonisa ukuthi lokho kuphumula kubonakala kanjani.
I understand what I'm saying. The rest that Jesus wants you to have.
Ukuphumula lokho uJesu afuna sibe nako.
While you are alive.
Sisaphila.
In the midst of trials.
Kulezi inkinga.
In the midst of problems.
Kulezi nyakanyaka.
In the midst of climbing mountains.
Kulezi intaba ekhuphukela.
In the midst of crossing oceans and rivers.
Kulezi impilo.
That's what life is. It's challenge after challenge.
Impilo injalo.
Challenge after challenge. In all these things.
Uqeqeshwa pheko uqeqeshwa.
You can find rest.
Kukho konke lokho futhi ungakuthola ukuphumula.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think?
Ucabangani?
Do you want to enjoy that rest?
Ufuna ukuzwa lokho kuphumula?
One thing that the Lord told me personally.
Ogodwa uNkulunkulu angitshela khona.
When you find that rest.
Ngenkathi uthola lokho kuphumula.
He said you will soar above the storms.
Bathu zobona ngaphekwa mafu.
Above the storms.
Ngaphekwe ivunguvungu.
Aha, I think so. There are people who, you know, like for example if you fly.
Khona abantu sibonele mawundiza.
You see the aeroplane will go through the clouds.
Ubona ibhano lihamba phekwa mafu.
And you fly, you'll be looking at the clouds from that.
Uzobona mafu.
You'll be looking down on the clouds.
Emafini.
So when you find that rest,
ngenkathi uthola lokho kuphumula,
you'll no longer be flying. In life you won't be using a bus anymore. You won't be using a car anymore if you understand what I'm saying. But in life, you will be soaring above every other storm.
The
other people will be, hey,
Sabuya.
And you say, ah, what's going on? Because the storms are here.
Ngoba ivunguvungu ziphansi
and you are here
wena uphezulu
when you find the rest of the Lord.
Ngikuthola nje ukuphumula eNkosini.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And it's our destiny to fly above storms.
And isigaba sethu kuba sambe phekwe ivunguvungu.
To soar.
Ukuba sibonakala.
Where the Holy Ghost will carry us.
Ngikuthola umoya engcwele usiphethe.
And we fulfill our destinies.
Sesiqedile isigaba sethu.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Shayza the shining cause.
Hallelujah. You will find rest for your soul.
Uzothola ukuphumula emphefumulweni.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Let me leave you with one more scripture.
Angushiye nezwi lokugcina.
And then we close.
Sivale.
Let's read the Matthew that I was quoting now, chapter 11.
Matthew chapter 11.
Verse 28, 29 and 30.
Matthew chapter 11, 28.
Mm-hmm.
29. Take my yoke and put it on you.
Start on 28.
28. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me because I am gentle and humble in spirit and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy and the load I will put on you is light.
Hallelujah. Now, Jesus says something very crucial here.
UJesu usho into enkulu lana.
He says, come to me.
Uthi zanini kimi.
He said, he'll give us rest.
Uthi ngizonika ukuphumula.
Then he said, does he say, take my yoke, huh?
Uthi bekani ijoka lami.
Obed?
Yes, sir.
Take my yoke.
Bekani ijoka.
Now, what is a yoke? Traditionally,
ngokwesintu,
farmers never used to have tractors and whatever.
Abalimayo bebengalungile.
They were using animals.
Bebesebenzisa ilwane.
So, and in some villages, you still see it today. You'll see two, four cows, etc. And they will tie them together.
Bazoyihlanganisa ndawonye.
And behind they'll have something
ngemuva
kuzoba that either digs or does some type of work.
Igeja.
Do you understand? Now those belts
lamabhanda ahlanganisayo
is called a yoke.
Abizwa ngejoka.
Do you understand? Now Jesus says
uJesu uthi
we have to take his yoke.
Kumele sithatha amajoka.
Do you understand? Now what does this mean?
Kusho ukuthini lokho?
The person who is holding those belts
umuntu obambe lawo mabhande
directs what the cows do.
Udriver la inkomo kumele ziye khona.
So Jesus is saying, I want to give you rest.
UJesu uthi mina ngifuna ukukunika ukuphumula.
But for you to have my rest,
kodwa wena ukuba uthole ukuphumula kwami,
there has to be an exchange.
Kumele siphane.
Give me, if it was a car, give me the driver's seat.
Mangabe kwakuyimoto ngicela ungiphe isitulo sokuhlala.
Give me the steering wheel of your life.
Nginike steering mina.
Let me be the one who drives.
Ngicela ukukudrivela.
When you make that exchange,
ngenkathi nenza leso sivumelwano,
he says, I will give you rest.
Uthi mina ngizokunika ukuphumula.
Now, it's interesting.
Ngiyamangaza.
He doesn't say I will take you away or whatever.
Akasho ukuthi ngizokuthatha ngusebe.
In other words, you still have to work in life.
Kusamele usebenze futhi empilweni.
You still have to experience many things in life.
Kusamele ubheke futhi izinto.
But the difference now,
God umehluko manje.
That he's the driver.
Ukuthi uyena ocontroller.
He is giving you direction for life.
Uyena ukunika indlela.
And when you are able to do that,
ngenkathi sikwazi ukwenza lokho,
he in exchange gives you rest.
Ngokushintshana yena uzokunika ukuphumula.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
So you have to learn.
Kumele ufunde.
How do I hand over?
Nginganikela kanjani?
The reins of my life.
Imvula zempilo yami.
The reins is the yokes. Okay.
Amajoka.
Unto Jesus.
KuJesu.
I understanding what I'm saying.
Amen.
I said one last scripture but this one is the last one I promise. Sotho
sokugcina, lesa sokugcina ngiyamthembisa.
Romans chapter 6.
KwaBase Roma chapter 6.
Read from verse 16 up until the last verse. I can't read my own handwriting.
Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
Huh?
Surely you know that when you surrender yourselves as slaves to obey someone, you are in fact the slaves of the master you obey, either of sin, which results in death, or of obedience, which results in being put right with God. But thanks be to God, for though at one time you were slaves to sin, you have obeyed with all your heart the truths found in the teachings you received. You were set free from sin and became slaves of righteousness. I use everyday language because of the weaknesses of your natural selves. At one time you surrendered yourselves entirely as slaves to impurity and wickedness for the wicked purposes. In the same way, you must now surrender yourselves entirely as slaves of righteousness for holy purposes. When you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. What did you gain from doing the things that you are now ashamed of? The result of those things is death. But now you have been set free from sin and are the slaves of God. Your gain is a life fully dedicated to Him, and the result is eternal life. For sin pays its wage, death, but God's free gift is eternal life in union with Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now, what I want you to notice here
yini ngifuna ukubhekisisa lana
is that our slavery never ends.
Ukuthi nje ubugqila bethu abupheli.
What changes is the master.
Okushintshayo inkosi.
We used to be slaves of sin.
Sinokuba yiqhila zesono.
When you get born again,
mazalwa kabusha,
you become a slave of righteousness.
Se uba isiqhila sokulunga.
Hallelujah. Our slavery is forever.
Ubugqila bethu abangona phakade.
but you choose.
God, uyakhetha.
Which one is your master?
Imuphi inkosi yakho?
I don't know about you.
Angazi ke wena.
When I used to live in sin.
Mina la ngisahlala esonweni.
You know me, growing up, I could feel that God had called me.
Mina ngikhula bengizwa ukuthi kunobizo.
And so when my friends and I would go do funny things.
Ngikatha abangane siyokwenza
izinto. When I come back home,
mangibuya ekhaya.
I feel bad.
Bengizwa nje ngikhathazekile.
You understand? And I'll never forget my prayers.
Ngibengekhohle imkhuleko
yami. Always say, Lord, wait for me.
Nkosi ngilinde.
And I was praying wrong prayers.
Bengikhuleka
kabi. I should have just handed over myself.
So
take me as I am.
Ngithi ngithathe njoba nginje.
But foolishly,
ubulima nyana.
I used to think I could fix myself.
Bengijothe ngizoyilungisa
mina. Then when I'm fine, then I hand over myself to Jesus. Masengizwe
bese kuyima ngiyak Jesus.
But Jesus says, no, come as you are.
Wathi Jesus wazonjalo.
And then I'm the one who's going to fix.
Mina ngizokulungisa.
You understand what I'm saying? But when I was a slave to sin,
ngenkathi ngisegqile esonweni,
I was like the madman of Gadara of Mark chapter 5.
Bengifana nendoda.
The Bible says he was in the tombs daily cutting himself.
Ebeyisika.
When you're a slave to sin,
ngenkathi usegqile esonweni,
you destroy yourself every day.
Uzayimosha wena nsuku zonke.
Every day.
Ngazo zonke insuku.
In tears every day.
Inyembezi zonke insuku.
I would rather be a slave of righteousness.
Ngona ngibe isiqhela sokulunga.
Because there they give me life.
Ngoba lapha ngithola
ukuphila. There they give me dignity.
Banginika izinto.
And there they give me a promise of eternal life.
Banginika isethembiso sokuphila
ngonaphakade. That forever I'll be in the presence of God.
Ukuthi ngonaphakade ngizoba
siphambili. The wonderful thing when you become a slave of righteousness.
Ukuhle kakhulu mangoba isiqhela sokulunga.
God doesn't see you as a slave.
UNkulunkulu akabesakubona njengesiqhela.
But he takes you as a son.
Ukuthatha njengendodana.
And even as a partner
nalowo seduze
in whatever he's doing
lapha yenza khona kwenzayo.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13,
Bible lit 2 Corinthians chapter
13, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
umusa weNkulunkulu,
the love of God,
uthando lwakhe,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
uhlanganyela kwakhe.
That word fellowship means becoming a partner,
ukuthi uhlanganyele,
of the Holy Ghost,
nomoya ingcwele.
Can you imagine from a life of self-destruction
empilweni yakho yokuthupha
to a life where the creator
uyelapha ekuthena umeyo
calls you his son,
akubize ngendoda,
let's do this thing together,
etha senzeni lokho ndawonye.
Some companies are called something something and sons.
Ama company amanyabizwa
lokho, have you seen something like that?
Amen.
Something something and sons,
lokho lokho and sons.
So God is like, yeah, I want to work with my sons.
UNkulunkulu uthi mina ngifuna ukusebenza namadodana nami.
And in the spirit, whether you are male or female, you are a son.
Uwesimame ungowesilisa uyindodana.
Aha. I listen to me somebody.
Amen.
So when Jesus is saying that take my yoke,
ngenkathi uJesu ethi letha ijoke,
it doesn't mean that you will not experience life anymore.
Akasho ukuthi ngeke usakuzwe kwempilo.
It just mean a change of masters.
Uthi nje sishintshisana ngo driver.
Allow me to be the master.
Ngiyenza mina nguhole.
And then I will give you rest.
Wena uphumule.
Hallelujah. How many have been fighting this life?
Bangaki nje abalwayo la empilweni.
You realizing that hey,
and uyabona ukuthi hayi
kunzima.
It's hard.
Jesus is saying give it to me.
UJesu uthi letha kimi.
Give it to me.
Letha la kimi.
Don't worry about your marriage.
Ungakhathazeki ngomshado wakho.
Hand over to me.
Letha la kimi.
You suddenly have rest.
Uzoba nokuphumula.
Don't worry about money, finances, job, all these things.
Sebenzi nakho konke.
Just give it to me.
Letha nje la kimi.
And suddenly
wena
you will find rest.
Uzothola ukuphumula kuphela.
Have you been in a long distance trip?
Uke waba se tripine ubangelide.
You've been a?
Yeah man.
If you are the driver,
uma wena u drive,
you can't sleep.
Awulali.
But if you are the passenger,
kodwa wena uli passenger.
Sometimes my daughter, I'll be going somewhere.
Ngani sinskathe nendoda.
And she says I want to go with you.
Ithi baba ngifuna ukuhamba nawe.
And she will fight to go with me.
Uzolwa.
Before we go even far, she's asleep.
Andukuba nje siphume ibanga.
We will go and come back and suddenly she wakes up. Ah, we are back home.
Sizobuya lele.
You see, When you are no longer the driver, you will enjoy rest.
It's
the driver's problem now to see the road where you are going. Danger is the driver's problem. You just enjoy rest. And you will see yourself arriving where you are going. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, take control, take control. Take control, take control. Hallelujah.
Come on, say it. Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org. Or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.